This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center, and today we talk with Dr. Jim Robertson, pediatrician at the Gibson Family Health Clinic. And doctor, yearly well child exams are being put on the back burner by some parents because of COVID-19 concerns, and you're here to explain that on several levels, parents need to rethink that decision.
There's a lot of levels to that. We've got young kids who don't have all their vaccinations yet, and so when they miss their well child exams, they get behind on their vaccines. And we have older kids that are, who a lot of times that well child check is their only visit to the doctor every year, and it's a good chance for us to, one, make sure they're up to date on their vaccines, two, kind of do a lot of good health screening and education. Those teenage years, there's a lot of things that can contribute to poor health. The American Academy of Pediatrics has been tracking that, and vaccine rates are actually down a little bit over the last 6 months. And so we're making a big push to get people back into their regular well-child exams. And most doctor's offices are doing a pretty good job of keeping people safe. Lots of efforts now to get people in for their regularly scheduled well-child exams to just make sure we don't fall behind on things.
By the very definition, a well child exam is needed even when a child appears in good health. But I think that these exams are just as important in measuring progress.
Yeah, and are they happening on time? Are they happening too early? Are they happening too late? Are there other issues we need to address in kids who otherwise seem healthy? And the other thing we see as the kids get older is sometimes we'll even have the parents leave the room with our high school kids so that we can then ask some pretty specific and blunt questions, and sometimes we'll get better answers without parents in the room. And there's a lot of kids out there that just want information, and sometimes if they can trust their doctor because they've been seeing them every year, it's a great source for them to get some information they're afraid to talk to their parents about.
And these well-child exams are also a great time for answering parents' questions, too.
Yeah, and we encourage that. We encourage lists. We tell people, as you think of stuff, jot it down, because a lot of times you get to the office, we do everything, you're driving home, and you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot to ask. And so we ask people to write things down. And, in this day and age, we see a lot of people come in with a list on their phone, and we actually love that. It's people apologize all the time, but I love it when they pull out their phone and go down their list, because I know we're hitting everything then.
And I assume that you get questions from the kids themselves.
And I'm seeing that a lot nowadays just with COVID. Kids hear everything that's being said. And then they internalize a lot of that, and there's a lot of stress that if you don't ask, you don't know about. So it's been a good chance to talk through things and kind of put people at ease. And
these well-child exams sound much more thorough than sports exams. Are they accepted in lieu of the sports exams?
I think that's a great point. We have that discussion a lot. A lot of times once kids get to middle school, high school age, they're touching base with a doctor once a year. And when it's a quick urgent care sports physical that lasts 5 minutes, that's a lot different than seeing your regular primary care doctor who's been watching you grow up. I love the fact that we get a chance to develop a relationship with kids from a young age and hopefully build some trust. And then when we get them in that office it's usually a good 30 to 40 minute process. You have their trust. You can talk to them about drugs, alcohol, sexually transmitted diseases, whatever's appropriate for their age, and really get into a lot of depth that doesn't happen at what would be considered just a quick sports physical. And then it does kind of kill two birds with one stone because, we can fill out the sports physical paperwork as part of that well-child exam.
Thank you, Dr. Jim Robertson, pediatrician at the Gibson Family Health Clinic. Now here's a look at the upcoming specialty clinics at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center.